if you go through history, the best currencies are fiat currencies that are well governed. The problem is not that the dollar is a fiat currency. That is not the problem. The problem is that it's debt-based.
Yes.
That is the problem.
That is
and
the problem.
And so people, you know, you will hear, you know, we have to get rid of fiat currency and go to gold.
Ugh.
Okay. Now, let's just make this really simple. We've had a group of people steal $21 trillion. We know that the New York Fed, the central bank, controlled the accounts. Okay.
Yes.
Now, and as that $21 trillion has disappeared and other money has disappeared, we have seen the central banks control more and more gold, and that gold moved to Asia. And so so we're in a situation, and the middle class in the United States has gotten poorer and poorer and poorer. So whatever gold exists in the world, whatever the inventory is, I dare say the central banks have a lot of it and we have almost none.
Right.
Right. So right. Why would we want, as a reform, to require ourselves to use a commodity that we don't have, but the central bankers have, and we're now over a barrel and have to beg for it from them?
And more importantly, why would we use a commodity that we don't even have an accurate picture of how much there supposedly is?
Right.
You know, this is the other problem that I keep trying to get through people's heads. I'm all for the ability to use bullion or specie as legal tender. I'm
right,
all for that.
Yeah, me too.
But when you start talking about gold-backed digital currency, what in the name of sense does that mean? Does that mean that you can go to your local bank and tell them, I'm exchanging that blip on your computer screen for a gold or silver coin? Because if it doesn't, then you can talk about gold backing all you want, and there's no such thing. But the other problem I have is the issue of trust that you yourself just pointed out.
Right.
They have stolen all of this money. Why are we supposed to trust them with the bullion? I want to go back to something I've mentioned on your wrap-ups for many years now, and that was that little episode of Hjalmar Schacht, president of the German Reichsbank in 1928, visiting his good friend Strong, the governor of the New York Federal Reserve, and he asked to be taken down into the gold vaults of the New
right.
York Federal Reserve. And they're wandering around, they're looking at all the gold in the vaults, and then Dr. Schacht tells Strong, well, I want to see the Reichsbank's gold now. And the staff is running around the gold vaults trying to find the Reichsbank's gold, and they finally come up and tell Director Strong that they cannot find the Reichsbank's gold.
Wow.
This is in Schacht's memoirs. And Schacht's response in his memoirs is just classic Schacht. And you know that he's covering up something. He says, that's all right. I know you're good for it. And he writes that out in his memoirs.
Right.
Now, what that's telling me is that this rehypothecation game, especially with the gold, was
right.
going on a very long time. So you want me to trust all of these state bullion depositories and so on, not to use all of this stuff as rehypothecation? This is why I've been insisting that if you cannot get a certificate of deposit from these bullion depositories and use it in your transactions to buy goods and services, then they are talking nothing at all. And you have to be able
right.
to convert that.
So I love the idea of states being able to own some gold and silver, and it's fine to liquefy it.
But you
cannot use that as your main transactional pipe. Because
Absolutely.
If you do, you will bankrupt all.
Yes.
I mean, whatever other assets they haven't grabbed, they're going to get.
There's simply not enough gold or silver bullion out there.
Well, but
to
if you
back at par value all the circulating money, that's
right.
the problem.
But if you look at America, go to the average household in America. Let's say you have a household that's successful, that's had a successful local business.
Right.
They have their successful local business. They have a whole bunch of bank accounts with lots of bank deposits. And
right.
then they own a lot of land and real estate.
Right.
And if they need gold to function or transact, they're going to have to sell their business.
Right.
You know, you're going to devalue their bank deposit. I mean, look at what they did in Nigeria. They wiped out their bank deposits overnight. Yep. Look what they did in India. They wiped out some overnight. Yep. You're going to wipe out or reduce in value their bank deposits, and then they're going to have to sell their land to get the gold they need to transact.
It's a trap.